Then the Passover of the Jews drew near, and Jesus journeyed up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small ropes, he drove them all out of the temple, with the sheep and the oxen, and he dumped out the changers' money and overturned their tables, and said to the sellers of doves, "Take these things out. Make not my Father's house a place of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for thy house has consumed me." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "What miraculous signs are you showing us, since you are doing these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. So when he had been raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the reply which Jesus had made. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, many believed upon his name when they saw the miraculous signs he was performing. Yet Jesus on his part did not trust himself to them, because he knew all men and needed no witness to tell about man, for he himself knew what was in man. But there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these miraculous signs which you are doing, except God be with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must all be born again. The wind blows where it will, and you listen to its sound, but know not from where it is coming or where it is going. So it is with everyone who has been born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answering said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, yet you do not know these things? Verily, verily, I say to you, we speak what we know, and testify what we have seen, and you people are not accepting our witness. If I told you earthly things and you believe not, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven but he who came down out of heaven, the Son of Man, whose ionic is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes upon him should not perish but should have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes upon him should not perish but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world that he should condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes upon him is not condemned, but he who believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed upon the name of God's only begotten Son. And the condemnation is this, that the light has come into the world, but men loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone making a practice of evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be disclosed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made evident, that they have been wrought in God." After these things Jesus went with his disciples into the Judean countryside, where he tarried with them, baptizing. And John, too, was baptizing, in Anon near Salim, since the waters were abundant there. And the people kept coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been cast into prison. Then a question arose between John's disciples and some Jews concerning purification, and they came up to John, and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, behold, this man is baptizing and all the people are going to him." John answered and said, "A man can take nothing except as it be given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness, that I said that I am not the Messiah but was sent to introduce him. The bridegroom is he that has the bride, and the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and listens for him, rejoices greatly when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, and I must decrease. He who comes from above is over all. A man from the earth belongs to the earth, and from the earth he speaks, but the one who comes down from heaven is over all. And what he testifies is what he has seen and heard, yet no one is accepting his testimony. He who has accepted his testimony has set his seal that God is true, for he whom God has sent speaks God's words. For it is not by measure that God gives the Spirit, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes upon the Son has everlasting life, but he who obeys not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. Now Herod the Tetrarch, on being rebuked by John about Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and all the evil things Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was winning and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but rather his disciples, and when he heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and withdrew again into Galilee. And he needed to pass through Samaria. He came therefore to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the portion of land which Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being worn from the journey, sat in weariness by the well. It was about 6 in the evening. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me some to drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to purchase food. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, are asking a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you had known the gift of God, and who he is who says to you, 'Give me some to drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then do you have the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank from it himself, and his sons, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "All who drink of this water will thirst again, but anyone who drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst again, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I need not thirst nor have to come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband, and come back here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "Well did you say, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and he whom you have now is not your husband. This you have spoken truly." The woman said to him, "I perceive, sir, that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem you will worship the Father. You Samaritans worship what you know not, we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For it is also such the Father seeks to worship him. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who am speaking to you am he. My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. Are not you saying that it is yet 4 months and then the harvest is coming? Lo, I say to you, lift up your eyes and behold the fields, for they are white for harvest already. And he who reaps receives a reward and gathers fruit unto life everlasting, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying true, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not labored on, others have labored and you have entered into their labor." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed upon him through the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I did." So when the Samaritans came to where he was, they besought him to remain with them, and he remained there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and they said to the woman, "No longer do we believe because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Messiah, the Savior of the world."